أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. We are still busy with the surah Al-Ghashiyah. And Ghashiyah means that will overpower, that covers over everything, and that is the day of Qiyamah, which will overshadow everything else. And then Allah Ta'ala explained first the condition of the kuffar on that day, what it will be, how they will be suffering on that day. Their faces will be completely, no light in their faces. They will be completely downcast. And they will, the azab, some of the azabs that will be given to them. On the contrary, the righteous people who brought iman and they did righteous deeds, how radiant their faces will be on the day of Qiyamah, and how happy they will be on that day. Then Allah Ta'ala explained the Qudrat of Allah, by which all can understand Allah Ta'ala. And the Quran Sharif was revealed directly to the Arabs through Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So an example of the Arabs is given, which normally they travel on their camels, then they see their camel as they are traveling. On the top they see the sky so vast, how Allah Ta'ala has made it. And they are looking at the mountains and hills on the sides all the time. And on the earth their eyes are falling all the time. And in there also, which was a major part of their life, Allah says you can see the great qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala. First was referred to the camel itself, that it is a strange creation of Allah Ta'ala, a very strange creation. And nobody else made the camel, not themselves, they made themselves. Nobody made them, but Allah Ta'ala has made them. And ponder about that, how Allah has made this camel for you. The great qudrat of Allah, then it is your means of transport, which was practically the only means generally for the Arabs. Some have possessed horses, which was a major thing. Otherwise, the donkey was also used. But the major means of transport was this camel. So the camel itself, if you see how it is created, what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala it is, your transport directly for the Arabs as they are traveling. And when you see this and you get tired of looking at your camel and you look up, then look at the vast sky. Who has made the sky? And everything that is associated with the sky. And whoever is blessed with a natural inclination towards truth and righteousness, he easily understands from this already the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala, and that is what they were supposed to accept as iman. And then Allah says, look at the mountains on your side, the skies, and then look at the mountains, how Allah Ta'ala has placed them so strong, and they are keeping the earth on its place. And there is so much detail about this. These mountains on the one side, where Mount Everest, for example, it looks as though we will say that the top of it is touching the sky. We know it is very far from the sky, but explaining how tall it is. And then there are so many mountain ranges that stretch over miles and miles. These mountains just carry on and on. And the earth on which they are standing, with our little nail we can scratch on the earth. So soft it is. But Allah has made this mountain so strong and so high to stand on this earth. How firmly they are standing that they don't move from their place. Till only in the late, somewhere in the 1960s, scientists found that certain readings they take on the earth at a different place gives them a different reading. And when they take it at the foot of a mountain, they find a different reading. When they went more into research of this, they found that the roots, the foundation of these mountains go right down. And right at the bottom, there are steel plates that are there, which are about 200 kilometers broad, thick. And these, you know, the mountains rest on them, and they are keeping everything of the earth on its place. All the continents, in the seas also, there are mountains that are in the sea also. And all these are keeping the earth on their places. Just like a person is working on his office desk, the window is open a windy day, or the fan is on, it will blow all his papers from one side to the other. But he puts certain weights on them. Now a piece of stone or whatever, and now it keeps it in place. Like that, this mountain is keeping everything. These mountains are keeping the whole earth on its place. Otherwise, continents will also have been moving from one side to the other. Aeroplanes will be thinking we're landing on Australia, and they'll find they're landing completely somewhere else. And this explained more in detail in the Quran Sharif. When Qiyamah will come, these mountains will fly like cotton wool. And so the weight won't be on the earth, and nobody can imagine what will be the condition of the earth at that time. Like completely chaos in every way whatsoever. The sky will split apart and fall on the ground. The earth will not remain on its place. At that time, the Quran Sharif warns of that. Have those people who will be only the kuffar who will be living, their heads won't work in any way when you're seeing all these things. So these mountains are also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and it is also where one side it is the ni'mat of Allah, and we benefit from the mountains. From these mountains waterfalls come out, and pure water comes from there, very clean, distilled, pure water. Man cannot purify water as much as that water comes out. From these waterfalls then rivers start flowing. On these mountains, Allah Ta'ala's deep freeze they are. That when it's in those ranges where it snows, like the Drakensberg, the Cape Town mountains, etc., when it snows around there, then they cover the whole mountain. We go and see those beautiful sights of that wonderful snow on the mountain. But that snow melts and goes into the crevices. There are those pipelines which Allah has made, which are more solid than our pipelines that we put. And they don't rust also, they don't block also, and that water flows in there under, in the earth, in the mountain, goes to another place, and then it goes into the earth and spreads around in the earth. Man then digs a well. He sinks a borehole, and then he takes out water from there. How Allah Ta'ala has made that pure, fresh water to reach us. Borehole water also, when we had it tested also, more better than the municipal water, the quality of it was. What even the municipal their requirements are, even more better. This is the system of Allah Ta'ala. So all this is the great ni'mat of Allah also. On the other side, the sign of the existence of Allah, the qudrat and the working of Allah Ta'ala. What is required of us? That we believe in all this. We believe in the hand of Allah, the power of Allah, and we accept Him. And the true belief is not only in the heart, but that we show it by our words, our actions also. That our whole life confirms to the commands of Allah, and in that way our worldly life also gets done, akhirat's life also gets done. May Allah bless us with these realities. And for us, we don't see mountains around us, but we see the earth, the sky above us. We see the earth beneath us. All this we see. From all this also we should take lesson and understand the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and totally submit to Him. May Allah give us all tawfiq.